MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A plan approved unanimously by the Eddy County Commission will set aside $15.6 million of county money to partner with municipalities on housing projects approved by commissioners. The vote came during a special meeting in Carlsbad, originally called to certify the 2025 election results. The certification vote was also unanimous. Eddy County Manager Mike Gallagher said the fund could be used to support any project related to housing, including construction of roads, sewer or water lines, or other infrastructure. Gallagher said the municipalities would apply to the county for funding, and the county commissioners would evaluate the applications closely before voting to approve or deny the funds. And the count of active drilling rigs in the U.S. increased for the third time in the last 4 weeks, according to the weekly report on November 7th. The U.S. count was up 2 in the past week at 548, which is down 37 from 585 a year ago. Also, as of November 7th, there were 251 rigs in the Permian Basin, which was unchanged from the previous week and down 52 a year ago. Of those, 234 rigs are in Texas and 103 are in New Mexico. The Artesia Arts Council is hosting a sculpture art show and reception 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday in Artesia. Sculptor Mark Smith of Legacy Studios will be in the Ocotillo Performing Arts Center's Lobby Gallery at 310 West Main Street. Light refreshments will be served and everyone is invited. Call 575-746-4212 for more information. And MTD Radio has partnered once again with Area United Way and local grocery stores for the fourth annual MTD Radio Food Fight. On Friday, MTD Radio personalities will be at Finn's Country Market in Artesia and Bob's Thriftway in Lovington, 2 to 5 p.m. And on Saturday, they will be at La Tienda in Carlsbad and at Albertson's Market in Hobbs, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come out and help us fight hunger in our communities, as all donations will stay in the area. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.